WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Last winter's film, Born on the 4th of July, took actor Tom Cruise in a new direction, but he seems to have made a U-turn. He's back in a high-speed vehicle in his new film, Days of Thunder.
More than anyone in Hollywood, producers Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer have done their best to turn American movies into a mass-market narcotic. Films like Flashdance, Top Gun, or their new Days of Thunder invite you to shoot up on music, imagery, and sensation, and to lose yourself in narcissistic fantasies of triumph, of being the best of the best. For Simpson and Bruckheimer, of course, the real triumph is at the box office. But what sets these two apart isn't just their financial track record. It's the way their obsession with making hits is channeled into the adrenaline rush of their movies. Simpson and Bruckheimer are capitalist speed freaks. Their films, which play like feature-length rock videos, sacrifice story and character to the druggy aesthetics of instant gratification. Days of Thunder, which is set in the world of professional stock car racing, reteams Tom Cruise and Top Gun director Tony Scott. Once again, Cruise plays a hotshot whose daredevil antics conceal his troubled soul. And once again, Scott's camera fawns over the young actor, turning him into a dimply pinup idol. The plot is a slavish retread of Top Gun's. Cruise is saddled with another murky Oedipal conflict, as well as a race car driving pal who doesn't quite have the right stuff. This buddy is played by Michael Rooker from Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, who gives the best performance in the movie. Then there's the Kelly McGillis character, the sexy scientist who falls for Cruise and tries to curb his reckless ways. She's played by the Australian actress Nicole Kidman, portraying what appears to be the youngest brain surgeon in history.
What are you thinking?
Just how much I'd like to know what you're thinking.
I guess everybody's the same. You gotta be good at your job before you can enjoy the rest of your life. This is my job. That's all I know.
You know, I can't watch you do this.
Claire. I'm more afraid of being nothing than I am of being hurt.
Poor guy. That business about being nothing isn't really followed through, but then neither is the romance or Cruise's rivalry with a young blonde racer. Days of Thunder is full of subplots that come swirling into view like so many puffs of smoke and then just disappear. The race scenes are barrages of speed and noise and singed metal. They're raw and exciting, if not nearly as thrilling as the air battles in Top Gun. Still, there's nothing at stake in this movie. How could there be? You can't have drama without the possibility that your hero's deeds won't measure up to his dreams, and Days of Thunder takes place in a world of total, drenching victory. The movie at least spares us the obnoxious pseudo-patriotism of Top Gun. Yet underneath, it's powered by the same Reaganite swagger. For, of course, total victory is assured. Victory at the box office, that is. It's no wonder young viewers who've grown up with Simpson and Bruckheimer have very little concept of what a real movie is. There are plenty of soulless, cynical entertainments out there, but Days of Thunder works overtime pretending it's not one of them.
Owen Globerman is a film critic for Entertainment Weekly.